Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
It is bright, it is sunny, the rain is gone, and we're set for game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. David Blake alongside you throughout the afternoon as the Shuckers get set to play their sixth and final morning game in 2023. They come in today at 32-32 against a 35-28 Chattanooga Lookouts team that is battling with the Tennessee Smokies for first place in the Southern League North Division as we enter the final five games of the first half. Two teams tied atop the North Division at 35-28. The reason the Lookouts have 28 losses is because the Shuckers stole one last night in the series opener. An 8-7 winner over Chattanooga. They scored five unanswered, two in the seventh, and then three more in the ninth inning, including four straight hits, and the biggest one of all, a walk-off single on a 111-mile-an-hour line drive in a center from Tristan Lutz that gifted Biloxi an 8-7 win, snapped their four-game losing streak, and saw them improve to 32-32 on the season. Another big part of the game yesterday was the Shuckers bullpen. They limited a hot Chattanooga offense to just three runs over the final six innings. We talked to the man who is the newest member of the Shuckers bullpen, and it's the bullpen coach, with Josh Spence becoming the new pitching coach of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at the start of this week. The Shuckers have a new bullpen coach. It's Paul Moeller. We talked with him about his journey and what a whirlwind it has been going from the Arizona Complex League on Sunday to becoming a bullpen coach in AA on Tuesday. That comes your way next before an 11:05 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim... Jim, we're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're back at MGM Park in Biloxi as we get set for morning baseball. It's the Biloxi Shuckers and Chattanooga Lookouts getting underway at 11:05. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the newest member of the coaching staff, Shuckers' new bullpen coach, Paul Moeller. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Welcome to Biloxi. How is the first
48 hours been in the state of Mississippi?
It's been good. It's been a little bit of a grind. I left on Sunday from Arizona and made the drive out here. So I've pretty much been on the road for the last 48 hours, but I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be here.
How nice was it last night to get in and take a breath, watch a baseball game, and have it be a real fun one, an 8-7 walk-off win for the Shuckers?
Hey, it was a great way to start things off. I pretty much came straight to the stadium, right for game time, basically. So it was a heck of a way to start the whole Double-A experience.
How much of a whirlwind has this been? Because 4 days ago, you were a pitching coach in the Arizona Complex League. Today, you're now a bullpen coach here in Double-A with Biloxi.
Yeah, no, it's been a little crazy, but, you know, it kind of goes with the job. It's part of it all. So, you know, you got to be ready to kind of pick up and move at the drop of a hat. But, yeah, man, it's I'm just happy to be here.
What's it like as a coach, too? You're so dialed in on the Complex League side of things, and you're so dialed in with the staff with the ACL Brewers, and then all of a sudden you have to learn a whole new staff here in Biloxi.
Yeah, so you try to stay kind of like in tune with what all the affiliates are doing, but obviously, you know, a little bit more focused at the Arizona level. So I'm pretty familiar with all of these guys. I know all these guys. I've worked with them before, and so it's a pretty smooth transition, but still just getting caught up to speed and all that kind of stuff coming in, you know, halfway through the year, basically.
How nice is that familiarity of a guy who's been in the organization for a couple of years? You've seen him in spring training and you've seen him work up the levels.
It just makes things so much easier, you know, coming in and already having a relationship, already having a foundation with the majority of the guys, already having a good idea of like who they are and what they need to work on. So it just makes the transition so much smoother.
Now, your coaching career has been nuts. You started out as a pitcher in college. You went the youth baseball coaching route, then the college baseball coaching route, and then minor league baseball. Yeah. How crazy of a journey has this been for you?
Yeah, so it's been wild, to be honest. You know, I was a three-sport athlete growing up. I played football, basketball, and baseball. And to be honest, baseball was kind of like my number three. I was fortunate enough to be able to play at the collegiate level, and that's where baseball kind of took more of a focus. After graduating, didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew I had a passion for coaching, and so I started just kind of giving lessons, you know, back in my hometown. And then was able to link up with a guy named Matt Walbeck, who was a 10-year big league veteran and a great mentor, taught me a lot about the game. That's kind of how I transitioned into the youth coaching side of things. And I did that for about 5-6 years before getting into the college game. And then again, was fortunate enough to be at Santa Clara University, where I had an outstanding mentor in Rusty Filter, one of the top pitching minds in the country. And so I think all that kind of helped prepare me for the opportunity in professional baseball. And now this is my fourth year with the Brewers. Like I said, I'm just fortunate to be here.
On the youth baseball coaching side of things, that is a whole different animal. You're talking to professional pitchers and you're talking about spin rate, arm slots, all that sort of stuff. Talking to little kids, it's like, here's how you grip a four-seam fastball. What has that journey been like? And what was that growth like coaching the youth baseball level? And how does it help you here coaching in Double-A?
Yeah, I think it was a good experience. You know, dealing with younger kids, you really have to simplify things and you really have to have a good understanding of things and be able to relay that message in a way that they'll understand it. And so I think that helps kind of prepare you even when you get to the higher levels and just being a better communicator, being able to take messages and make them so that the player can understand them.
How much do you feel like that gives you an advantage as a coach of being able to kind of simplify things down?
I think it definitely gives an advantage. You know, I'm a big believer in communication, and I'm a big believer in that it's not necessarily the receiver of the message's job to interpret the message. It's the communicator's job to deliver that message in a way that the receiver can understand it. So I think that's been a huge advantage for me.
You mentioned it, fourth year here in the Brewers organization. What has it been like to work with the Brewers?
It's been awesome. I love the organization. It's it really has that like kind of tight-knit like family feel where everybody cares about each other and looking out for everybody. And it's been an absolute blast. I've really enjoyed my time so far.
And you've talked a lot about what you've learned at each step of the way, whether it's the youth coaching, the college coaching, or in the Brewers system. With the Brewers system, what's one of the biggest things you've learned over your 4 years?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned over the 4 years of the players is just the importance on building those relationships with players. Without the players' trust, you know, the development's only going to go so far. So I think the most important thing is building that relationship, getting down to that foundational level and really understanding what makes the player tick. And that's just going to help further enhance their development.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to Biloxi.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's great to be here.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shunkers and the Lookouts underway at 11:05.
Big thank you to Paul Mulder, the newest member of the Shunkers coaching staff, for joining us as today's pregame interview. Before we go any further, it's time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shunkers Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shunkers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. We're getting closer and closer to an 11:05 first pitch between the Biloxi Shunkers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Game two of a six-game set after the Shunkers won the opener last night 8-7. Tristan Lutz, the walk-off hero, caps off five unanswered runs to get the Shunkers their 32nd win of the year. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It's a righty-righty matchup. Brewers' number 10 prospect Carlos Rodriguez takes the hill for Biloxi. 3-2 with a 3.34 ERA. 12 starts, 56 and two-thirds innings, 29 walks, 78 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 192 against him. Rodriguez has been dominant his last two starts. His last one was a planned short start, only threw 60 pitches, but didn't allow a run in three and a third innings. And over his last two starts on that 12-game road trip, he allowed just one run in eight and a third innings with 13 strikeouts. Opposite him is the righty Joe Boyle, 3-4 with a 4.83 ERA. Boyle's big things this year has been the walk troubles. 46 walks in 50 and a third innings over 12 starts. Maybe the most telling of those numbers is his last start between Biloxi and Chattanooga, where he walked nine but did not allow a run over five innings. He's walked 46, struck out 78 in 50 and a third, and opponents hitting 207. Against him. That'll do it for this edition of the Biloxi Shunkers pregame show. After this, it's the Shunkers and the Lookouts. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill to throw the first pitch. We'll be back after this on the Biloxi Shunkers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shunkers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShunkers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shunkers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShunkers.com.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag Bunkero, a terrific relay in the air towards Gordner. He dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shunkers Baseball on the Biloxi Shunkers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Sure, he swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Welcome to Morning Baseball from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Biloxi Shuckers at 32-32 take on the 35-28 Chattanooga Lookouts in Game 2 of a six-game set. David Blake alongside you throughout the remainder of the morning and into the early afternoon as the Brewers' number 10 prospect, Carlos Rodriguez, makes his 39th career start and his 13th start of the season. 3-2 with a 3.34 ERA, 56 2/3 innings, 29 walks, and 78 strikeouts. Those 78 strikeouts for the fourth most of anybody in the Southern League. He faces the righty Blake Dunn, who leads it off. Jacob Herdeby's bat second, and Reese Hines finishes out the top three in the order. Rodriguez delivers home, and we're officially underway. Pitch misses inside. First pitch time at 11:06. Final morning game of the year for Biloxi. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Dunn's hitting .389 this year with a .450 OBP. Rodriguez delivers. Called strike at the top of the zone. Count goes to two balls and one strike. It is 83 degrees and humid here in Biloxi on first pitch. The pitch home. Third ball fouled back, and the count even 2-2. 83 degrees, bright and sunny. Wind in from right at 7 miles an hour. The 2-2 delivery. Curve ball lifted. Foul territory in the first base side. Gets out of play. And the count stays at two balls and two strikes. This is a lookout's order that pounded out the hits yesterday. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 91. One up, one down, and it brings up the lefty, Jacob Herdeby. Just underway here in Biloxi. Top of the first inning between the Lookouts and the Shuckers. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Herdeby's hitting .288 this year. Six homers, 20 driven in. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Herdeby's, though, was one of six different guys with a multi-hit game last night for Chattanooga. They pounded out 16 hits. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. The pitch home. Called strike one on the inside corner. Rodriguez stands in 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. 21 years old from Rivas, Nicaragua. The pitch. Misses inside, and it's a five-pitch walk to Herdeby's. Brings up Reese Hines. Man on first, one away. Just underway here in Biloxi. Hines digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. The pitch home. Hines swings and lifts it down the left field line, tails foul, and out of play. Count goes to 1-1. Off the bat at 109 miles an hour. Just tails enough down the line to get out. He's hitting .243 this year, 12 homers, 47 driven in, including four ribbies last night. Check back to first. Dunn's back in time. Hines went 2-for-4 last night in the series opener. Tallied three of the first four runs for Chattanooga. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses inside, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Lookout's got off to a hot start last night. Five runs over the first three innings. One in the first, three in the second, one more in the third inning. It was all Lookouts early and all Shuckers late. The 1-1 delivery. Misses inside and it gets up. Deflects off his elbow guard. After the leadoff strikeout, it's a walk and a hit batter. Puts runners on first and second with one away for James Free. Free digs in from the left side. 273 hitter this year with a team best 401 OBP. The pitch home. Called strike one on the outside corner. Rodriguez is a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count evens. One ball, one strike. Hines off first. Herterby's off second. Just underway here in Biloxi. The pitch home. Changeup misses away. Goes to two balls and one strike. Rodriguez has steadily used that changeup more and more. We've gone later in the season. The 2-1 delivery. Free swings and fouls it back out of play. Count evens, 2-2. The changeup, more often than not, has been Rodriguez's put-away pitch. The 2-2 delivery. Free takes inside, and the count goes full. Free steps back in. Rocks the high Red Sox. Rodriguez in the mound rocks the high Black Sox. The 3-2 delivery. Misses inside, and they're loaded up for Alex McGarry. Herterby's to third, Hines to second, Free to first. And brings out the catcher, Wes Clark. Time to set the defense for Biloxi. Tyler Black is at third. Ethan Murray at short. Felix Valerio's at second. And Xavier Warren is at first. Carlos Rodriguez commands right today. Isaac Collins is in center. And Tristan Lutz patrols left. Both Jefferson Caro and Jackson Churio getting the day off. Day game after a night game. Last night's game didn't get over till just about 10 o'clock. First pitch to McGarry. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Yesterday's game was originally scheduled to start at 6:05, but rain in the area pushed back the first pitch time till the regularly scheduled 6:35 start time on Tuesdays. 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count evens, 1-1. Bases loaded here for Chattanooga. Top of the first inning. And Gary's 3-for-8 this year with the bases loaded. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a chopping ground ball right to Warren at first. Fires home to Clark for one. The return to first in time. Warren somehow got the glove around McGarry, made the snag, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Joe Boyle to the mound for Chattanooga when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage.
Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Sells hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
Bottom of the first inning, back in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Reminder, fans, that double play that ended the top of the first inning is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from Beaches Casinos and MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. The righty Joe Boyle makes the start for Chattanooga, his 13th start of the year. He's 3-4 with a 4.83 ERA. Top of the order goes Isaac Collins, Tyler Black, and Noah Campbell. All three come up from the left side. First pitch of the game for Boyle misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Boyle's command has been his Achilles heel pretty much all season long. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell, check that. Collins swings and hits it in the air to center. Dunn goes back towards the warning track, makes a leaping grab, and Collins is retired for the first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. One away, bottom one here in Biloxi. Black digs in the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Boyle's walked 46 batters this year in just over 50 innings. The pitch to Black. He swings and lifts it in the air out towards right. Ivan Johnson, the second baseman, patrols out to right, gets turned around, and it drops behind him. Black into second, the tag in time on the throw from Johnson. Johnson lost it. Reese Hines and Wright couldn't find it. Black earns a single, and then he's thrown out trying to reach second. Goes 4-6 for the second out. And brings up the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Pitch from Boyle. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play, and the count evens 1-1. Campbell this year hitting .231 in Biloxi. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2-1. Campbell's OBP last night dropped under 400 for the first time in what feels like forever. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. The count evens 2-2. Campbell was promoted to AAA about a month ago, and at the time of his promotion, he was second in the Southern League in OBP. No longer qualifies for any of the rate stats at the moment. The 2-2 delivery. Check swing, pitch up and away. Third base umpire Dylan Bradley says he doesn't go around. The 3-2 delivery. He swings and lifts it into Johnson's glove at second. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. The end of the second, scoreless in Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Biloxi in the top of the second inning. Shuckers in the lookout, scoreless. And game two of a six-game set. Ready, Carlos Rodriguez back on the hill for Biloxi. Faces the switch hitting Ivan Johnson. Gets set to dig in from the left side. Johnson set to go in the left-handed box. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Johnson's hitting an even 200 this year with a 295 OBP. The 1-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez got a little bit of defensive help to get out of the first inning. The pitch home. Johnson fouls it back, and the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez said the base is loaded with one out. Then Alex McGarry grounded out into a 3-2-3 double play. 2-1 delivery. Misses up high, and the count goes to 3-1. Rodriguez hasn't allowed a hit today, but he's walked two and hit one. The 3-1 delivery. Swing and a pop-up. Left side of the infield, tails into foul territory towards the stands, blacks over, and runs out of room. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez's pitch count already up there. 28 pitches so far just in the second inning. Just 12 have been strikes. The 3-2 delivery. Swing and a fly ball out to right center field. Isaac Collins, the center fielder, after it. Warning track towards the wall, makes the catch. A step shy of the wall in right center. And Johnson's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty Francisco Urbaez. Hitting 274 this year. Pitch from Rodriguez. Swing and a ground ball. Deflects off Black's glove at third. Trickles away into foul territory. And Urbaez reaches with a single. It's a hard hit one hopper. 105 miles an hour off the bat. First hit of the day for Chattanooga. Brings up the left hand hitting Michael Troutwine. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. The pitch backs him up off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Troutwine swings and lifts it out towards center. Collins calls everybody off. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Troutwine's retired. Brings up the 9-man in the order, Jose Torres. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. Torres hitting 135 this year with a 232 OBP. Check back to first. Urbaez is back in time. This is a Lookouts team that doesn't steal very many bases. They enter today with just 54 this year. That's the least out of any team in the Southern League. First pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0 on the righty Torres. They don't steal a lot of bases, and the Shuckers have allowed the least amount of stolen bases this year. They've allowed just 54 as a team. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called strike one, top of the zone. Baez takes his lead off first. Warren holds him on. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a ground ball foul. Third base side. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez one out away, one pitch away from getting out of the inning. Delivers home. Curveball rolled on the ground to third. Black gets it, takes a step, fires across the diamond, bit wide. Warren grabs it, slaps the tag on Torres, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Chattanooga's left runner on in 11 straight innings. We're through an inning and a half here in game two of the series. We're scoreless at MGM Park. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Pitch for his second inning. Hold on the ground with a broken back ground ball to short. Jose Torres grabs it, fires over now. It's McGarry at first. And Clark's retired for the first down. Switch hitter Xavier Warren comes up for Biloxi. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the second inning. On a cloudless day here on the Mississippi coast. The pitch home. Warren takes a curveball. He's for strike one. He's hitting 181 this year with a 267 OBP. The pitch home. Warren waits back on a curveball and punches it down the right field line for a base hit. Good job to wait back on it. It's the second hit of the day for Biloxi. It brings up last night's hero, Tristan Lutz. Smash the line drive back up the middle. Score Ethan Murray. Give the Shuckers their fourth walk-off win of the year. And on first with one away. The pitch home. He swings and chops it under McGarry's glove at first and into right for a base hit. Warren rounds second. Hines picks it up. Lops it back into the infield. Tristan Lutz has smashed each of the last two pitches he's seen for base hits. Now runners in first and third for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Ivan Johnson, the second baseman, was shifted over. Lutz simply rolled it by McGarry's glove. Now runners in the corners with one out. Brings up the guy who's better at getting hits than anybody else in the Shuckers lineup. Rodriguez hitting .287 this year. Boyle delivers. Rodriguez lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. The Shuckers last night were 5-for-12 with a runner in scoring position. Both teams clogged the bases in the opener. The 0-1 delivery. He takes a curveball up high. Count evens, 1-1. Shuckers had 12 hits, were walked 8 times, and hit once. Chattanooga walked 3 times, 16 hits, and were hit twice. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez swings and chops it on the ground. Left side of the infield. It deflects off Torres up in the air, and it brings home the first run of the day. It's a single for Rodriguez. Drives in his 19th RBI of the year. And Biloxi takes a 1-0 lead. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Also brings out the pitching coach Brian Garman. Shuckers have tallied 3 straight hits with one out here in the second inning. Take an early 1-0 lead. Certainly with the way Carlos Rodriguez has pitched this year, you don't feel like you need to score 10 runs to give the Shuckers a chance to win it. But they've finally broken through against Joe Boyle. And Boyle's second start against Biloxi. Garman back to the dugout. Runners at first and second with one away in the top of the third inning. Check that. Bottom of the second inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0. The pitch to Murray. Takes strike one. Murray's hitting .252 this year with a .367 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Murray takes away, and the count evens. 1-1. The pitch home. Murray swings and lifts it down the right field line. Reese Hines is over, loses his cap in a foul territory, slides, and he drops down in foul territory next to the Shuckers bullpen. Count at 1-2. Count at 1-2 with one out. Boyle delivers. Murray takes inside with a fastball. That one at 97. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. The pitch home. Murray waves and misses. Curveball low in the dirt. Check back to second. Almost gets into center. Lutz slips on second. Ends up sitting down on the base. It's the second out of the inning. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. Lutz at second. Rodriguez at first. 1-0 Biloxi here on the bottom of the second. Boyle delivers. Valerio takes a curveball for strike one. Valerio's hitting 237 this year with a 318 OBP. Boyle steps off, now steps back on. The 0-1 delivery. Valerio swings and chops it to second. Johnson gets it on two hops, slings it to first off his back foot. And it ends the inning. But Luxy scores a run on three hits, no errors, and lead to stranded. Carlos Rodriguez back to the mound after this with the lead on the Biloxi Shunkers Radio Network in Valley Line.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keith's Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keith's Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Biloxi, 1-0. Shuckers lead it over the Chattanooga Lookouts. Righty Carlos Rodriguez back to the hill for Biloxi. Faces the top of the order, and the righty Blake Dunn. First pitch, bunt shown, placed up the third baseline, foul. And the count goes 2-1. Lookouts put down two bunts yesterday. They may very well be the first team all year against Biloxi that's bunted twice in a game. Shuckers have not bunted twice in a game. A team that very rarely bunts in Biloxi. The 0-1 delivery. Dunn punches a curveball up in the air, foul, out of play on the first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Dunn struck out in a high fastball back in the first inning. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball lifted out towards left center field. Collins over, and it drops down in front of him for a base hit. Dunn extends his hit streak to 11 straight and his on-base streak to 14 straight. Brings up the lefty, Jacob Hurtubise. By the way, fans, you can join in on today's broadcast with our text the booth line. Let us know where you're tuning in from this afternoon. 601-514-0776. First pitch to Hurtubise. Swings and lifts it down the right field line, foul. And the count goes 2-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Hurtubise walked back in the first inning. Check back to first. Dunn's back in time. Herdebees was part of three straight runners to reach and either a walk or a hit by pitch. Chattanooga loaded him up and couldn't do anything with it. It's kind of been a story of this series for Chattanooga. 0-1 delivery. Fouls it off. Back behind the plate. The count goes 0-2. Yesterday, Chattanooga left a man on in each of their nine innings at the plate. They left 12 on total. Today, they've already left three on through the first two. The 0-2 delivery. Dunn fakes a steal to second. Catcher's interference is called on Wes Clark. Got fouled away. Herdebees' bat made contact with Clark's glove. Goes down as an error. Biloxi's first error of the day. The second error of the season on Clark. Now runners on first and second with nobody out. For the ready, Reese Hines. Dunn dances off second. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Hines enters today with 47 runs driven in this year. It's more than anybody else in the Southern League. The 1-0 delivery. Hines takes low and inside. Count goes to 2-0. Hines was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. Clipped right in the elbow guard. The 2-0 delivery. Hines tips it into Clark's glove. The count goes to 2-1. Check back to second. Rodriguez fakes a throw. Dunn scampers back to the bag. Last week, Hines had quite the impressive streak. He homered in six straight games. That tied the longest streak in minor league baseball this year for a guy not named Joe Adell. The 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count evens 2-2. Now, Adell was a former Angels top prospect, currently with the Salt Lake Bees, the Angels AAA team. Has gone on a tear this year in the Pacific Coast League, including a home run last night that went 515 feet. The longest recorded home run in StatCast history. So Reese Hines, the home run in six straight games, is pretty good company. And some of the longest home run streaks in 2023. The 2-2 delivery. Hines tips it in a Clark's glove for strike three. First down of the inning, and brings up James Free. That's two strikeouts today. Rodriguez is now up to 80 strikeouts in 2023. Becomes just the fourth Southern League pitcher to 80. And just the second Southern League pitcher to 80 that doesn't pitch for the Chattanooga Lookouts. First pitch to Free. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Connor Phillips and Christian Roa, two guys who lead the league in strikeouts. Phillips has 109. Roa has 82. Both play for the Lookouts. The 1-0 delivery. Free swings and lifts it out to left. Watts under it. Makes the catch. Everybody scampers back to their bags. Now two away for the lefty, Alex McGarry. McGarry digs in from the left side. Runners on first and second. 1-0 Biloxi with two outs in the top of the third inning. Rodriguez delivers. McGarry waves and misses. Dunn off second. Herdebees off first. The 0-1 delivery. Takes slow. Park blocks it up. Count evens, 1-1. Rodriguez sets. Now the 1-1 pitch. Called strike two on the outside corner. It was the changeup for Rodriguez. So far, two strikeouts today. Third would get him out of the inning. He comes home to McGarry. Misses up high with a fastball. Count evens, 2-2. Gary steps back in, very back of the left-handed box. The 2-2 delivery misses away, and the count goes full. Deep count right now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. The pitch to McGarry. Runners go. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. And it works out of it. Two runners on and no out jam. No runs. One hit, one error, two runners left on base. Rodriguez has stranded five, and the Shuckers lead it 1-0 through 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Steps in from the left side against the right, Joe Boyle. 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the third. First pitch is a curveball that misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you from MGM Park. Thanks so much for joining us on the last 12 minutes of your Wednesday morning. The pitch home. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. An early 11:05 start here on a Wednesday morning. Final morning game of the 2023 season for Biloxi. The 2-0 delivery. Called strike one on the outside corner. Shuckers at one point played five straight Wednesday morning games, last of which was against the Chattanooga Lookouts back in mid-May. In Chattanooga, the 2-1 delivery. Collins backs up off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Collins floats a center back in the first inning. The 3-1 delivery misses away. Collins works a walk and brings up the lefty Tyler Black. By the way, fans, if you're in the ballpark, head over to section 101, row A and seat 4. Trey Bowman chiming in on the text of the booth line. We'll give Trey a high five. Tell him something nice about your day. Let them know your favorite ballpark food. Go over and say hi to Trey as part of the Text the Booth line. First pitch to the lefty, Tyler Black. He has a curveball that misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Also, a big hello to Kane, who's listening in from Section 100 today. Well, Kane, you only have to go over a section to give Trey a high five. Check back to first. Collins is back in time. Trey Bowman, the groundskeeper here at MGM Park. The 1-0 delivery. Black swings and shoots it foul. Gets into the Sheckers dugout. The count evens, 1-1. Black singled back in the first inning. Check back to first, and Collins is back in time. With that single in the first, Black's now 7 for his last 10 at the plate. The 1-1 delivery. Collins off to second. Curveball misses up and away. The throw to second, not in time. Collins tallies his 13th stolen base of the year. And it puts the runner in scoring position with nobody out. Boyle comes set. Now the pitch to Black. He swings and shoots it foul. Out of play on the third base side. Count evens, 2-2. Time's called. A pitch clock violation is tagged on Boyle. The count goes to 3-2. Full count now on Black with nobody out. 1-0 Biloxi in the third. Isaac Collins in scoring position. He takes his lead. Shortstop Jose Torres holds him on. He goes to third. The pitch misses inside, 4. Collins swipes third. His 14th stolen base of the year and his second of the day. Back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. Brings up the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. 1-0 Biloxi here in the third. First pitch to Campbell. Black off to second. Pitch is a called strike one. The throw is cut off by the shortstop, Torres. The throw to third, not in time. Collins is back to the bag. And Tyler Black now has 39 stolen bases in 2023. One away from becoming the second Checkers player ever to tally 40 stolen bases in a single season. He's chasing down Johnny Davis's record of 52 set back in 2017. The 0-1 delivery. Campbell fouls it back. And the count goes to 0-2. But the difference between what Black is doing and what everybody else in Checkers history has done is how fast he's reached each mark. He's at 39 stolen bases in 54 games. Took everyone else 100-plus games to get to that mark. 0-2 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Johnny Davis, the single-season leader, stole 52 in 133 games. Corey Ray, who Black passed yesterday, had 37 in 135. Infield in for Chattanooga. The 1-2 pitch. Campbell checks his swing and launches it foul. Love the Chattanooga dugout in the third base side. Count stays at 1-2. That was a check swing just to stay alive. It ended up making enough contact that it shot up above the dugout for Chattanooga. The 1-2 delivery. Campbell takes inside. Count evens, 2-2. Boyle's 2-2 delivery. Gamble takes low. Great job by Troutwine to block up a 97-mile-an-hour fastball in the dirt. The count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Wes Clark stands on deck. The 3-2 pitch. He takes inside, ball four. 3 straight walks, load him up. And it brings up Wes Clark. Also brings out pitching coach Brian Garman. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's 1-0 Biloxi. They're threatening in the bottom of the third inning. Joe Boyles walked the bases loaded with nobody out. Shuckers already lead it 1-0. Pitching coach Brian Garman walks back to the dugout. And in steps the righty Wes Clark. Shuckers trying to cash in here. Boyle delivers. Misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Clark is 1-for-6 with the bases loaded this year. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. Boyle delivers. Clark checks his swing. First base umpire Chandler Durham says he goes around. And the count even, it's 1-1. Clark grounded out to short in the second. Infield at about medium depth for Chattanooga. First base comes in. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. All the control that Joe Boyle had in the first two innings has seemingly disappeared here in the third. The 2-1 delivery. Checks his swing. This time it's home plate umpire Sean Cassidy who says he goes around. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark takes his helmet off and readjusts the batting gloves. Now steps back in. He's been swinging a hot bat. OPS up above 900 over the last month plus. Trying to drive in a couple here. The 2-2 delivery. He takes away, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch home. Clark waves and misses. Cutter up at the top of the zone. One out now, and it brings up Xavier Warren. Warren singled back in the second. Comes up from the left side against the righty Boyle. Campbell at first, Black at second, Collins at third. Biloxi leads it 1-0 in the last of the third inning. The pitch home. Takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Pitch to Warren. He swings and lifts it foul behind the plate. Count evens 1-1. Warren is 0-for-10 this year with runners in scoring, the bases loaded. 14 at-bats in the situation. He has an RBI hit by pitch, an RBI walk, and 2 sac flies. Fly ball would score one. The 1-1 delivery. He takes up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Boyle comes home. Warren rolls it foul. First base side. Pass first base coach Christian Correa. All the way down to the Biloxi bullpen. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Boyle delivers. Warren waves and misses. Got tied up on a cutter. Now two away for the righty, Tristan Lutz. Bases loaded. Checkers lead it 1-0 in the third inning. Boyle delivers. Lutz waves and misses. Lutz also singled back in the second, part of 3 straight singles that brought home Biloxi's only run of the day. Boyle delivers. Fastball called strike two. Joe Boyle's trying to find some magic that he had in his start against Biloxi back in Chattanooga, where he walked 9 over 5 innings, but still didn't allow a run. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and lifted out towards right center field. Hines, the right fielder, over, done, over from center, calls off Hines. He makes the catch in right center to end the inning. Boyle walks the bases loaded and then works out of it. No runs, no hits, no errors. 3 runners left on base. 1-0 Biloxi after 3. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Fourth here in Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez continues on after 3 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts. He stranded 5 lookout batters. And it brings up the switch hitting Ivan Johnson from the left side. Top of the 4th inning, 1-0 Biloxi. Rodriguez delivers. Johnson swings and pops it up. Foul territory. Now curves back towards fair territory. Felix Valerio, second baseman under him, makes the catch and retires Johnson for the first down. It's got to be a tough day to be an infielder. Bright blue sky, the sun directly overhead. Caused some problems for Chattanooga early on. The first pop-up induced today, though, by Rodriguez. Righty Francisco Urbaez up. First pitch to him. Fastball called strike one. Urbaez singled. Ball that deflected in and out of Black's glove at third. The pitch. The slider that misses away. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. The pitch. Way outside. Park gets a spiral away to try and grab it. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. The pitch home. Swing and a line drive out to right. Drops in front of Carlos Rodriguez. And it's a single for Urbias. He's 2 for 2 today. Brings up the lefty, Michael Trautwein. Time to take a look at the Owyhee Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Just one game in progress around the Southern League. M Braves and Birmingham scoreless in the top of the first inning. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Just got underway in Pearl. Everything else later tonight. Smokies and Blue Wahoos underway at 6 o'clock. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and foul back. Almost got Jose Torres in the on-deck circle. The count evens at 1-1. Montgomery and Rocket City underway tonight at 6:35. At Pensacola, Tennessee game. Big for a number of different reasons in the Southern League playoff picture. The 1-1 delivery. Called strike 2 on the inside corner. Pensacola wins today. They clinch the Southern League South Division. And if the Smokies win and the Shunkers defeat the Lookouts, the Smokies are in first place in the North Division. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball rolled on the ground to first. Warren gets it, throws to second for one. The return to first in time. Xavier Warren in the middle of another nice Shunkers double play. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and for the first time all series, nobody left on base. We're through 3.5, 1-0 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your ticket today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your ticket today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Club, and the count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. 1-0 Biloxi over Chattanooga. Last of the fourth inning for MGM Park. Rodriguez 1 for 1 today with an RBI. The pitch, curveball misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. And of all the balls hit today, a couple of hard hit ones from Biloxi. It was one that short hopped their shortstop, Jose Torres, that drove in a run for Biloxi. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez chops it on the ground again, left side. Pass through Banez's glove and in left for a base hit. Rodriguez has found a new way to get on base. And so far, it's worked with 100% certainty. Just chop the ball on the left side of the infield. And Urbiaz and Torres, both guys who play, shifted over towards second against the lefty. It caused a lot of trouble. Righty Ethan Murray steps in. Leadoff man's on for the second straight inning. Boyle delivers. This is up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Boyle about to throw his 60th pitch of the day. There's 33. The first 59 have been strikes. The pitch home. Murray whips it foul. First base side out of play. The count evens 1-1. We now have a Siegel chilling out left field. In right field, Joe Boyle has an extra defender out there to help him. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez off the second pitch, misses up and in. The throw to second in time, and Rodriguez is napped. One away, count at 2 balls and 1 strike. 1-0 Biloxi over Chattanooga. The pitch to Murray. Wave and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was the 7th time this year that Rodriguez has been caught stealing. He's 8 for 15. The 2-2 delivery. Murray takes up and in, and the count goes full. Shuckers already have 3 stolen bases today. The first time they had been caught. They enter today 8 behind the Portland Sea Dogs for the most stolen bases in AA. The 3-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. That's the 4th strikeout today from Boyle. That's his 3rd on the cutter. And brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch home. He swings and lifts it out to right center field. Dunn back towards the warning track with Hines. Hines calls him off and makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Carlos Rodriguez out for his 5th inning of work when we return to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Back in Biloxi leads Chattanooga 1-0. Righty Carlos Rodriguez delivers home to the righty Jose Torres. Even a miss. Count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Torres, the 9th man in the order for Chattanooga. The pitch home. wave and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery misses low when the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez has been real effective today. Has to go out a run. We're not just three hits and stranded five. The 1-2 delivery. Fouled back. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Called strike three on the outside corner. Nestles in a cutter. Torres retired for the first out. Fourth strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. Up to 82 strikeouts on the year. Moves into a tie with Christian Roa for the second most in the Southern League. The pitch home. Randy Blake Dunn takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez delivers. Strike one in the outside corner. The pitch. Checks his swing. Home plate umpire Sean Cassidy says he goes around. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low and away. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez set to go. Picks up his leg and fires home. Fastball. Misses up and away. Count goes to three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 delivery. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count stays full. Dunn singled back in the third inning. Extended his hit streak to 11 in a row. The pitch home. Lifted foul. First base side towards the sweet level. Count stays forward. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 delivery. Ground ball. One hop to Valerio at second. Fires to Warren at first. And Dunn's retired for the second out. Two away with nobody on. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Hurtubise. 1-0 Biloxi here on the top of the fifth inning. Hurtubise is 0-1 today. First pitch to him. He swings and lifts it. Into foul territory on the third base side. Black, third baseman, over, makes the catch. And finishes off a 1-2-3 inning from Rodriguez. He's really settled in. Allowed just one runner out of the last nine to reach. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. That's five shutout innings from Rodriguez. Shuckers trying to give him some support in the bottom half of the inning. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Fifth inning, Shuckers lead it 1-0. First pitch, the switch inning, Isaac Collins. This is up and away, goes to 1-0. Collins is in from the left side. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Certainly had a couple of opportunities to get more on the board, but Joe Boyle's worked out of a couple of jams. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The Shuckers have stranded five. Stranded two back in the second inning, and then stranded the bases loaded in the third after Boyle walked him loaded and then worked out of it. 2-0 delivery. Called strike one on the outside corner. Collins is 0-for-1 today with a fly out and a walk. Boyle delivers. Backs him up off the inside corner. The count goes to 3-1. Collins has used two of the things that he's been real good at this year. The ability to control the strike zone and speed. Worked a real good walk in the third inning and then stole two bases. The 3-1 delivery misses away, and for the second straight at bat, Collins works a walk. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Man on first, nobody out. Black also drew a walk last time up. Collins, Black, and Campbell. All part of the order where Boyle tried to make it real hard on himself. Walked the bases loaded and then worked out of it. The pitch home. Black takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Collins stole two bases back in the third inning. Stole second, stole third. Shuckers have three stolen bases today off Michael Troutwine. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. One nothing Biloxi here in the fifth. The pitch home. Misses way outside, and the count goes to 3-0. Now five straight out of the zone from Boyle, who's up to 73 pitches today. Just 38 of them have been in the zone. 34 have been outside. The 3-0 delivery. Black takes strike one in the inside corner. The 3-1 delivery. Black takes inside. It's the second straight five-pitch walk allowed by Boyle. This is not a top of the Biloxi order where you can try and induce swings and misses on pitches, maybe a ball outside the strike zone. Isaac Collins, Tyler Black, and Noah Campbell are three of the best guys at controlling the strike zone in this entire lineup. Two on, nobody out. Corners in, the pitch to Campbell. Takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. And that now brings out Troutwine to talk to Boyle. Also brings in third baseman Francisco Urbias. Shuckers have one run on five hits, but they've drawn five walks against Boyle. That's been Boyle's Achilles heel all year. Coming in today at 46 walks and 50 in a third inning. Troutwine walks back behind the plate. Campbell steps in from the left side. Black at first. Collins at second. 1-0 Biloxi here in the fifth inning. Boyle delivers. Campbell takes a curveball at the knees for strike one. Get it. 1-1 delivery. Swings and lifts it foul. Third base sign out of play. Count goes to 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 delivery. Campbell fouls it back and out of play. We'll do it again. Boyle steps off. Collins darts back to the bag. The 1-2 delivery. Misses way outside. Gets by Troutwine, and everybody moves up. Boyle trying to get on top of a curve and sailed it to the backstop. Wild pitch pushes Collins to third, Black to second. And the count at 2-2. Infield comes in for Chattanooga. One nothing Biloxi, bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Campbell takes down low, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Campbell takes up high, and for the second straight time against the top of the order, Boyles walked the bases loaded without retiring anybody. Michael Byrne, right-handed arm, is up in the bullpen for Chattanooga. And for the second time today, Wes Court comes up with the bases loaded. And nobody out. 1-0 Biloxi. Boyle delivers. Clark takes strike one on the inside corner. Infield in for Chattanooga. The 0-1 pitch. Takes up and in. Count evens 1-1. Boyle's now walked 6 this afternoon. And he's done it in 3-3. Walked the bases loaded in the third, again in the fifth. The pitch misses low. Troutwine blocks it up. Count goes to 2-1. Boyle comes set. Now the 2-1 pitch. Clark takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 3-1 pitch. Clark takes strike 2 at the knees. He thought it was 4. Went down and undid the top strap of his leg guard. Count now full. Nobody out in the inning. 1-0 Biloxi. Court's 0-2 today. Struck out last time up on a cutter with the bases loaded. Boyle sets. Now the pitch. Misses low, gets by Troutwine, and it brings home a run. It's an RBI walk for West Clark. Boyle's walked 4 in a row. And it's 2-0 Biloxi. And that brings out the manager, Jose Moreno. End the day for Boyle. Walks 4 straight to start off the fifth inning. And it brings out the Chattanooga bullpen. We'll take a break, come back after this with a new arm in the game on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. The right is Spencer Stockton.
Yeah, the ball game made me crazy.
Situation, you can come in as a reliever. The bases are loaded for Biloxi with nobody out. Lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Wes Cork's at first. Noah Campbell's at second. Tyler Black's at third. And the switch hitter Xavier Warren's up from the left side. Before we get started, time is called, and Rennie Stockton has to take off a bicep band. Hand it off to the shortstop, Jose Torres. Stockton makes his 22nd appearance of the year. 4.41 ERA in 32 and two-thirds innings. Infield's in for Chattanooga. Shuckers try and add on to their 2-0 lead. The pitch to Warren. He swings and lifts it foul. Third base sign out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Stockton's last outing came against Rocket City last week. Struck out one and walked one in two scoreless innings of work. The 0-1 delivery. Warren fouls it off. Out of play on the third base side. And the count goes 0-2. Warren's on it. Trying to snap out of an 0-for-11 skid with the bases loaded this year. He's 1-for-2 today, single and a strikeout. The 0-2 delivery takes up high, and the count goes to 1-2. One thing's for certain, Luxie's making this Chattanooga pitching staff work. Boyle threw 88 pitches. Already a deep count here against Xavier Warren. The 1-2 delivery. Warren stares at a pitch off the outside corner. A good take. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's the changeup from Stockton. Comes set at the belt. Now the 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 91. Warren strikes out for the first out of the inning. And brings up Tristan Lutz. Stockton's not a huge strikeout guy. Just 38 and 32 and two-thirds innings. Just over a strikeout per inning. Lutz comes up with the bases loaded. First pitch to him. Takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have 2 runs on 5 hits, but they've used 7 walks to help jam the base paths. Bases loaded, 1 away, last of the fifth. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. Lutz flew out to center back in the third inning with the bases loaded. The 2-0 delivery. He swings and fouls it back. Count goes to 2-1. Black at third, Campbell at second, Clark at first. Infield shifts over towards third. Stockton comes set. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball, called strike two at the knees at 91. The 2-2 delivery. Punches it foul, stays alive. Stuck out the bat and is able to just get enough wood on it to punch it foul over the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Last of the fifth inning here at MGM Park. A cloudless summer day here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Stockton sets. Now delivers. Watts tips it into Troutline's glove. Stockton comes in with the bases loaded, records back-to-back strikeouts on his fastball. Brings up Carlos Rodriguez. One of the toughest outs to get so far this week. He's 2-for-2 today. After going 2-for-4 yesterday, he's tallied a hit in each of his last four at-bats. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch home. He takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Two nothing Biloxi in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases loaded, two outs. One already in the inning, thanks to an RBI walk. The pitch home. He swings and pops it up. Behind home plate, Troutline ditches the mask towards the netting and the screen. Gets out of play. Count evens, one ball and one strike. One of the biggest things, too, about how well Rodriguez has played recently, he entered today 6 for his last 12, and all he's done is gone 2-for-2. The average is up to 295 for Rodriguez. It's the second highest average in the league, behind Austin Shenton and Montgomery. The 1-1 delivery. Taps it foul to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez entered an A with the 8th highest average in the league, hitting .287. He's the highest average by any player in a Shuckers uniform by a healthy margin. Trying to stay alive here. 1-2 the count with two outs. The pitch home. He swings and loops it into the left center field. Blake Dunn's over, makes the run and the catch in the gap, and it ends the inning. Spencer Stockton inherits the bases loaded and nobody out and works out of it. Shuckers get a run without a hit, no errors, and strand three. We head to the sixth inning, 2-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Shuckers. First pitch to the righty re-signs. The righty Carlos Rodriguez misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. You have a Blake back with you here on a Wednesday afternoon. The pitch home misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez has been excellent today. Has scattered three hits. The pitch home lifted out towards light center field. Collins moves over from center. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Brings up the switch inning, James Free. Shuckers lead it 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Rodriguez delivers. Free takes low and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Checks his swing. Back to third. Third base umpire Dylan Bradley says he doesn't go around. Count it 2 balls and no strikes. Free is 0-for-1 today with a walk. The pitch home. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Rodriguez has been excellent. He's retired 9 of the last 10 batters he's faced. The pitch home. Swing and lifted. Fair territory, first base side. Xavier Warren charges in from first, calls everybody off, and makes the catch. Make it 10 of his last 11. And the only runner that reached was retired on a double play. Two outs, nobody on. Lefty Alex McGarry steps in. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch home misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. One game in progress around the Brewers organization. Lansing Lugnuts lead the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 1-0 in the second. 1-0 delivery. Fouled back. Count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. Everything else later. Just a couple of moments. Julio Teheran will take the hill for the Brew Crew as they'll take on the Arizona Diamondbacks in a series finale. The 1-1 delivery. Popped up, out of play on the first base side. Count goes to 1-2. Everything else later today. Carolina and Lynchburg underway at 6 o'clock. And Nashville and Norfolk underway at 6:35. The pitch misses away. The count evens at 2-2. Ryan Minnendorf is up in the Shuckers bullpen. The pitch home. Fouled back, and the count stays at 2-2. It was the 90th pitch of the day from Rodriguez. His season high is exactly 100. He's trying to complete 6 innings for the first time in just about a month. The 2-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Gets him with a cutter on the inside corner. It's his 5th strikeout of the day. And Rodriguez has retired 12 of his last 13. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2-0 Biloxi through 5.5. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events,
discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The sixth inning here in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The righty Spencer Stockton delivers home to the righty Ethan Murray. Rolls it on the ground to short. Torres grabs it, slings it to first. One pitch, one out for Stockton in the bottom of the sixth inning. And it brings up Felix Valeria. 2-0. Shuckers lead it over the Lookouts. Valerio up from the right side. The nine man in Biloxi's order. The pitch home. Swings and misses the fastball. Count goes 0-1. Stockton takes a moment off the mound. Now climbs back up on the hill. Middendorf continues to get warm in the bullpen for Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch. Valerio stares at strike two. Biloxi got their second run of the day last inning, thanks to a bases-loaded walk against Joe Boyle. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner. Five up, five down for Stockton. Now two outs with nobody on here in the sixth inning, and it's back to the top of the order in the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Collins digs in from the left side. He's 0-1 today with two walks. The pitch. He takes strike one in the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Collins waves and misses. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Now a couple of Seagulls on the infield. Jose Torres playing the role of, I guess, bird whisperer, trying to shoo him away. The 0-2 delivery to Collins. Takes up high, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Collins rolls it on the ground in right for a base hit. Hines picks it up. Collins tallies Biloxi's first hit since Carlos Rodriguez led off the fourth inning with a single. That brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Biloxi leads it 2-0. Black's had himself quite the series. Went 4-for-5 last night with three singles and a homer. Today he's 1-for-1 with a single and two walks. Stockton sets on the hill, now delivers. Black takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Ryan Middendorf is back to hanging out in the bullpen, no longer throwing. The 1-0 delivery. Black swings and lifts it out towards left. Jacob Hurtubise drifts over towards the line, the left fielder, and makes the catch to finish out the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Ryan Middendorf walks in from the bullpen. He'll start the seventh when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keith's Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keith's Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Ryan Middendorf set to go for the Shuckers as he relieves Carlos Rodriguez, who throws six shutout innings. He just continues an incredible run of form. He's allowed now just one run in his last 14 and a third innings. Middendorf, the right-handed arm, comes in to face the back half of the lineup. Starts off with Ivan Johnson, who digs in from the left side. First pitch of Middendorf's appearance. Fastball called strike one. Final line for Rodriguez. Goes six innings, gives up three hits, no runs, works around two walks, and strikes out five. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball right side of the infield. Valerio spins around to his knees to grab it, fires the first in time. And Johnson's retired for the out. Brings up the righty, Francisco Urbaez. Shuckers lead it 2-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Middendorf delivers to Urbaez. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Middendorf makes his 10th appearance of the year here in AA. 4.76 the ERA in 11 and a third innings. Four walks and 14 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Urbaez takes away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. It's Middendorf's second appearance since being transferred back to Biloxi from AAA Nashville. The 2-0 delivery. Swing and lifted in left center field. Lutz is over with Collins. It's by Collins and splits him and goes to the wall. Urbaez rounds first into second with a double. He's 3-for-3 today. And brings up the lefty Michael Troutwine as the tying run. Troutwine's 0-for-2 today. Fly out the center and grounded into a double play. Shuckers lead it 2-0 here in the seventh inning. Middendorf delivers. Troutwine takes strike one on the outside corner. Troutwine today is making his ninth appearance in AA with Chattanooga after being called up after a .262 average in 38 games in Dayton. The pitch home, chopped up the first baseline foul, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Reds drafted him in the 13th round of the 2021 draft out of Northwestern. Down in the count, no balls and two strikes to Middendorf. Delivers home. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Tips it in a quarter's glove for strike three. Second out of the inning. And it brings up Jose Torres. sixth strikeout of the day from Biloxi pitching. Torres steps in from the right side. He's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Middendorf stands in, 6'6", 220 pounds. The pitch home. Wave and a miss at a slider. Count evens, 1-1. Delivers home. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Middendorf comes set. The pitch to Torres. He waves and misses. Flutters in a curveball at 74. Back-to-back strikeouts, stranded double. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 2-0 Biloxi through 6.5. Time to stretch in MGM Park. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out
the ball game for Chattanooga. Bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 2-0 over the Lookouts. Game two of a six-game set. Righty Michael Byrne delivers home to Noah Campbell. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Byrne makes his 12th appearance of the year. An ERA of an even 5, 7 walks, 29 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell takes the curveball in the outside corner. Strike one. Campbell's a switch hitter. Bats from the left side. He's 0 for 1 today with 2 walks. Last two times he's been up, he's been the last guy to walk. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Count evens at 2-2. He's been the third part of what was the usual for Joe Boyle today. It was 3 straight walks to the top of the order. Did it in the third, did it again in the fifth, and then walked Wes Clark to make it 2-0 Biloxi. Where we stand now, the pitch to Campbell. He swings and loops it foul. Out of play on the left field side. Count stays at 1-2. Byrne delivers. Campbell takes away, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Rolled on the ground, first base side. McGarry grabs it, underhands to Byrne, who wins the foot race against Campbell and almost tumbles over the first base umpire, Chandler Durham, able to get out of the way just in time. And Campbell's retired for the first out, brings up West Clark. One out in the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 2-0 against Chattanooga. Clark is 0-for-2 today with an RBI. Drew a bases loaded walk last time up. The pitch home. Swings and lifts it. Right side of the infield. Johnson, the second baseman, under it. One step onto the outfield grass, makes the catch. And Clark's retired for the second out. Fritz hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side. 1-for-3 today. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning. Luxie leads it 2-0. Byrne delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball. Called strike one. Byrne was originally drafted in 2018 in the 14th round out of Florida. Was promoted to Chattanooga at the end of April. 1-1 delivery. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-1. Nowadays, the 14th round is seen as the back half of the draft. But when Byrne was drafted back in 2018, that's when the draft was 40 rounds. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball fouled back, and the count evens at 2-2. And back then, the 14th round was seen as in the front half of the draft. It wasn't quite into the bonus rounds, which is the top 10 rounds of the draft. Got picked just outside the top 400. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball misses up and away, and the count goes full. 3-2. Byrne comes set. 3-2, 2-outs. The pitch, curveball, lifted right to the second baseman, Ivan Johnson, and that ends the inning. Warren smashed it. Only problem was, it was right at somebody. 1-2-3-7-4 Michael Byrne. Ryan Minnendorf back out for the eighth. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Well, here at MGM Park, Middendorf, the right face, Blake Dunn at the top of the Chattanooga order. Shuckers lead it 2-0. First pitch of the inning. Fastball called strike one at 90 miles an hour. Middendorf came in and pitched a clean seventh inning in relief of Carlos Rodriguez. Delivers home to Dunn. Misses away with a slider, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. The pitch home. Curveball lifted in the air to short right. In comes Rodriguez, dives and makes the catch. Rodriguez flashes the leather and right. Retires Dunn for the first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Hurtubise. 1 out, nobody on. 2-0 Biloxi here in the eighth inning. The pitch home. Takes a strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery to Hurtubise. Swings and loops it down the left field line. Lutch chases after it and drops in foul. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Jacob Hurtubise takes the long route back to the plate. He was almost at second by the time the ball landed. The 0-2 delivery. Misses up and in. Hits him on the arm, and Hurtubise draws the walk. Brings up the righty Reese Hines. Man on first with one out. Middendorf delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Hines at the plate represents the tying run. He's 0-for-2 today. The pitch home. Hines swings and lifts it out to left center field. In comes Collins, slides, can't make the catch, tips up in the air, and falls in front of him. Hurtubise hustles to third, the throw to second on one hop. Holds Hines to a single. Now runners in the corners with one away for James Free. That extends Hines' on base streak to 10 in a row. Brings up James Free, who digs in from the left side. Middendorf delivers, and swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes 0-1. Hines at first, Hurtubise at third. Counter 0-1. The pitch. Fastball misses away. Count evens 1-1. Cam Robinson's up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Opportunity for maybe a multi-inning save. The pitch. Check that. He checked back to first. He kind of slung it over there. Hines is back in time. Shuckers lead it 2-0. He scored 1 in the second, 1 in the fifth. That's it. The pitch home. Misses up. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it off his front foot. Count evens at 2-2. Strikeout here would be massive. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the eighth inning. Go ahead, run at the plate. Middendorf comes set. Delivers home. Three, takes a curveball for strike three on the outside corner. Perfectly placed by Middendorf. Second out of the inning, and it brings up Alex McGarry. McGarry steps in from the left side. 2-0 Biloxi, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Check back to first. Hines just gets back in time. Also gives us an opportunity to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're scoreless in Pearl, bottom of the fifth inning against the Barons. The pitch, swing and lifted out towards short center. Collins charges in, calls everybody off, moves towards left center, and makes the catch to end the inning. How about that performance from Ryan Middendorf? Runners of the corners and one away in a two-run game. Gets a strikeout and a flyout. It ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're to the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Burn out of the game, and the right Tommy Kiefeld in for Chattanooga. Bottom eight, 2-0 Biloxi. Kristen Lutz leads it off. First pitch to him is a curveball. He swings and misses on, and the count goes to 0-1. Burn exits after a scoreless and perfect seventh inning on 13 pitches. Kiefeld delivers home. Wave and a miss. Another curveball off the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Kiefeld makes his 15th appearance on the year, 5.68 ERA in 19 innings, 6 walks and 23 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery misses away, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch, curveball. Lutz fouls it back, and the count stays at 2-2. The pitch home. Swings and lifts it out towards short right. Hines, the right fielder, charges in, loses the cap, makes the catch. Lutz retired for the first out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. 2-0 Biloxi here on the bottom of the eighth inning. Rodriguez 2-for-3 today with an RBI and two singles. Evel delivers. Waves and misses. Trying to time up a changeup top of the zone. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Rodriguez's average after the flyout to center last time up now sits at 293. Still top three in the Southern League. Pitch home, swings and lines it right to Torres at short. Second out of the inning. Torres thought it was the third out. He took three hard steps towards the dugout and then looked around and realized that Urbiaz at third wasn't moving and nobody else was moving either. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch home. Marie swings and chops it foul. Third base coach Nick Stanley tried to kick it down with his foot. It did not work well. Count at no balls and one strike with two outs. It was a valiant effort down the third baseline. Neil, one pitch. Misses up and the count evens. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Marie swings and lifts it out to center. Dunn retreats back, a couple steps shy of the warning track in the alleyway. Makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We end of the ninth. Cam Robinson in for the save after this from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup? Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Top of the ninth inning, the Shuckers trying to finish out a win Wednesday afternoon against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Ryan Minendorf done after two innings. The Shuckers go to the bullpen. Bring out the righty, Cam Robinson. First pitch to Ivan Johnson's lifted in the air to right and way gone. Quickly, 2-1. It's Johnson's eighth homer of the year. Goes 371 feet. A shutout quickly gone for Biloxi. First pitch of the ninth inning. Brings up the righty, Francisco Urbiaz. He's 3-for-3 today. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. This is Robinson's 15th appearance, a 10.22 ERA and 12 1/3 innings coming into today. The pitch home. Swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Robinson's walked 13, struck out 20. Opponents hitting 339 against him. The 1-1 delivery. First ball low. Clark blocks it up. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Urbiaz is 3 for 3. He has 3 of Chattanooga's 6 hits. Robinson delivers. Fastball. Called strike 2 on the inside corner. That one barreled in at 93. Robinson kicks and delivers. Curveball chopped foul. Up above the lookout's dugout on the third base side. Count stays at 2-2. Robinson's curveball is his go-to put-away pitch. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball again chopped foul, third base side, towards the stands, in and out of a young camper's hands. Here on camp day at MGM Park. Kid got his hands on it, just popped in and out. 2-2 the count with nobody out. One-run game here in the ninth. The pitch home. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Hits him with the slider. First out of the inning. The ninth strikeout of the day by Biloxi pitching. Brings up the lefty, Michael Troutwine. He's 0 for 3 today with a strikeout. Robinson delivers home. Troutwine takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. For Biloxi, this is yet another one-run game. The 2-0 delivery. Swings and fouls it back to the top of the screen. Count goes to 2-1. It's another close one in a season of close games. This is the 65th game of the year. For their first 64, 32 of them have been decided by 2 runs or less. The 2-1 delivery. Troutwine swings and lifts it out towards short center. Ethan Murray, the shortstop, out towards left center, makes the catch. And Biloxi's 1 out away from their second win of the week. Right-handed hitting Jose Torres steps in. And it is not Jose Torres. Instead, it's a pinch hitter for Chattanooga. It's number 2, Quincy McAfee, who steps in. Torres is done for the day. McAfee in from the right side. Top of the ninth inning. 2 away, 2-1 Biloxi with nobody on. Robinson delivers. This is inside. McAfee hitting 251 this year. 5 homers, 21 driven in, and a 791 OPS. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and ropes it foul. Count evens 1-1. Way ahead of it, was off the bat at 110. The 1-1 delivery. Swings and fouls it back up and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Count at 1-2 with 2 outs. Robinson delivers. Wave and a miss and a curveball up and in. And the Shuckers close out a 2-1 win over Chattanooga. They've won each of the first 2 games in this 6-game set. And they improved to 33-32 on the season. After Ivan Johnson's leadoff homer, Cam Robinson locks it down. Strikes out 2 of the final 3 batters. In the ninth inning, gives up 1 run on 1 hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Shuckers end up with 10 strikeouts on the afternoon. And he does it all in 16 pitches to lock down the save. Carlos Rodriguez gets the win, improves to 4-2 thanks to 6 shutout innings on the hill with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. While Joe Boyle gets tagged with a loss, falls to 3-5 as he gives up 2 runs in 4 innings while walking 7. Final line for Biloxi, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error. The error came on a catcher's interference call early on for Chattanooga. They get one run on six hits with no errors. For the second straight week, the Shuckers win each of the first two games in the series. They'll go for their third straight win tomorrow night. A 6:35 first pitch here at MGM Park as it gets back to the regularly scheduled game times for the rest of the week. Shuckers win it by a 2-1 final. David Blackwell will be joined in a moment by our player of the game as the Shuckers win it 2-1 over Chattanooga. We'll take a break. When we come back, have our player of the game down on the field on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Alongside our player of the game, Carlos Rodriguez and Luis Contreras, after Rodriguez, a great day at the plate, goes 2-for-4 and raises his average into one of the three best in the Southern League, up above 290 as the Shuckers win it 2-1. Let's send it down to the field with David Blackwell.
Let's check in David Blackwell. All right, Shucker fans, we're here with your player of the game, Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos, you went 2-for-4 today. You had an RBI. You made a fantastic catch in right field. How was it doing in front of that in this crowd today?
Oh, bueno, la verdad que me sentí muy bien jugando el día de hoy. Gracias a Dios se dieron las cosas. Y pude hacer la trabada. Y bueno, gracias a Dios se dieron sus papas.
Felt pretty good today. And thank God that we punched that ball and we got the win. So that's all that matters.
That's right. Hey, great game. And you can't throw a power right on yourself, so you're good. All right.
Yeah, a big thank you to David Blackwell and Carlos Rodriguez alongside Luis Contreras as our post-game interview. The Shuckers win it 2-1 over Chattanooga. The Shuckers, after losing four straight, come home, and they've won two straight over the Chattanooga Lookouts. They hang on for a 2-1 win today over the Lookouts. We'll take a break. Time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Up next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. The Shuckers win it 2-1 over the Chattanooga Lookouts and improve to 33-32 in 2023. As we near the end of the first half of the regular season, the Shuckers trying to end the first half on the best note possible with two straight wins over Chattanooga to start the week. Shuckers get two runs on six hits with an error for Chattanooga. One run on six hits and no errors. The one run came in the ninth inning on a leadoff solo home run from Ivan Johnson before Cam Robinson shut down the side. Two strikeouts and a pop out to short left that sealed his third save of the year and gave Biloxi their 33rd win of the year. Time to wrap everything up on the scoring summary. Shuckers got one home early on, opened the scoring in the second inning thanks to an RBI single from Carlos Rodriguez, part of three straight hits. Xavier Warren singled with one out. Next up, Tristan Lutz brought him the third with a single to right. And Carlos Rodriguez drove in Warren with a single that deflected off the shortstop Jose Torres, a hard hit ball that one-hopped him and gave Biloxi a 1-0 lead. They scored another in the fifth inning thanks to four straight walks from Chattanooga starter Joe Boyle, part of seven walks total he allowed today, but he only limited the damage to two runs in four-plus innings as the Shuckers took a 2-0 lead. That's all they needed. Carlos Rodriguez was terrific on the hill for Biloxi today. Gave up three hits, did not allow a run, as he's now extended his streak of allowing one run over his last 14 and a third innings. He has not allowed a run in each of his last two starts, totaling 9 1/3 innings, as he's now up to 83 strikeouts on the season, the second most out of any player in the Southern League. In the ninth inning, Chattanooga got their only run of the day, a solo shot from Ivan Johnson off the first pitch from Cam Robinson, but Robinson locked it down after that, and a big strikeout against the pinch hitter Quincy McAfee in the top of the ninth inning for the third out, and that gives Biloxi a 2-1 win. Carlos Rodriguez, the win, improves to 4-2. Joe Boyle, the loss, falls to 3-5, and Cam Robinson picks up his third save of the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, time to wrap everything up on the Ohwa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update, look around the Southern League, and a look around the Brewers organization, including the crew we're up to this afternoon against the D-backs in Milwaukee. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. With Blake alongside you as the Shuckers take down the Chattanooga Lookouts 2-1 as they win each of the first two games against the team that came into this series leading the North Division. At the moment, they sit a half game behind the Tennessee Smokies for first place in the North Division. That will obviously depend and change on what happens tonight as the Blue Wahoos take on the Smokies at 6 o'clock. For the Shuckers, they improve to 33-32. Lookouts fall to 35-29. One game still in progress as we take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. M-Braves up 2-0 on the Birmingham Barons, but the Barons have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth inning. Scott Blewett into the sixth inning for the M-Braves, trying to keep the shutout alive. Everything else is later today. Montgomery and Rocket City at 6:35, and then Pensacola and Tennessee at 6 o'clock. A Pensacola win eliminates the Shuckers from first-half contention, while a Smokies win keeps the Shuckers alive and also puts the Lookouts a game behind the Smokies with four games remaining in the first half. A ton to play for around the Southern League as we head to the final four games in the first half of the regular season. Meanwhile, in the Brewers organizational scoreboard, a couple games in progress right now in the top of the sixth inning in High A. The Lansing Lugnuts continue to hold strong over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They lead it 2-0. At the big league level, middle of the second inning, Zach Gallen goes up against Julio Teheran, one of the better pitching matchups of this Brewers D-back series. They're scoreless through an inning and a half at American Family Field in Wisconsin. If you got MLB TV, or if you're in the Wisconsin area, pop over to Valley Sports Wisconsin or WTMJ and catch up the rest of that one after we finish out here. At 6 o'clock tonight, it's the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats. And then at 6:35, it's the Norfolk Tides against the Nashville Sounds. Final score today, Biloxi wins it 2-1 in a game that takes 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of 1,708 here on a Wednesday afternoon at MGM Park. Shuckers back in action tomorrow night. Justin Jarvis, 6-3 with a 3.32 ERA. Goes up against the righty Christian Roa, 3-5 with a 5.09 ERA. First pitch at 6:35. We'll join you in the pregame show at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. That'll do it for us this afternoon. Thanks for spending your lunchtime with us here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Behind six strong innings from Carlos Rodriguez, the Shuckers win it by a 2-1 final. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your morning tomorrow and your afternoon. We'll talk to you at 6:20 with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great one.